Track 8, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Worm helps horsey windpump turn again. For only the second time in almost 80 years, the sails at Horsey Windpump have turned after a key part, the worm gear, was recreated and replaced using traditional skills and craftsmanship. The work brings the completion of the restoration, which began in 2016, a step closer, and the National Trust's general manager of the Norfolk Coast and Broads, Victoria Egan, said, "We're thrilled that this iconic landmark of the Broads has a turning cap once again. Now, each time I approach the site, the sails can be seen facing in a different direction, and this completely changes the perspective of the wind pump within its setting. When you're inside, as the wind changes direction, you can hear the rumbling of the gears as the fantail turns, and the rollers start moving the cap round on the track to turn the sails into the wind. The final phase of the project will now focus on a few adjustments to the guarding and the safety measures, which will allow us to train up volunteers to be able to man the wind pump without the on-site assistance of the millwright." Horsey Wind Pump was built in 1912 to take water from the dikes and pump it into the Broads, and was once one of about 250 similar wind pumps on the Broads. The wind pump has had a dramatic history, surviving floods, a lightning strike, a collapse, storms and gale force wind damage in January 2014, after which the National Trust began the project to get this Norfolk Broads icon back into working order at a cost of over £400,000.
Sad day for ladies who lunch. A much-loved Norfolk institution, which aimed to entertain, educate and bring women together, is to close after almost 70 years, victim of today's huge societal shifts. The Norwich Ladies Luncheon Club was the idea of two friends back in 1955. And from the inaugural meeting in Samson and Hercules House, it grew to a membership of 300 in its heyday. But despite the enduring popularity of its format, a monthly hotel lunch followed by a guest speaker, its 90 members have found the club out of step with today's changing world, largely due to lifestyle and demographic changes. Women often have working careers which take them to their 60s and beyond, and granny duties also absorb much of their time, making recruitment difficult. Over the years, the club has hosted some top-level local and national speakers, including TV's Helen McDermott, artist Edward Seago, John Timpson, Hilary Kay from BBC One's Antique Roadshow, novelist Louis de Bernier, historian and writer Lucinda Hawksley, and Baroness Mary Archer, who said, "Customs change as life gets busier, but I was particularly sorry to hear that the Norwich Ladies Luncheon Club, which I very much enjoyed visiting, is closing down, ending 67 years of convivial friendships." Jackie Petherick was NLLC president in 1999 to 2000. She recalls the late Nicholas Parsons taking the stage. "He was a charming, brilliant raconteur, but a touch over-enthusiastic. She had to politely interrupt him after over an hour to tell him he'd overrun. 'I haven't nearly finished yet,' he retorted. 'I'm only halfway.'"
RAFA branch needs new members. The Sheringham and District branch of the Royal Air Forces Association needs you. The branch, formed in 1950, has a membership of 87, but that number is almost matched by the average age of the members at 85. The branch is active with a busy social programme, but officials fear that long-term prospects are bleak unless some new members can be found, and it's appealing to people living in Sheringham, Holt and Cromer and in villages in North Norfolk to join them. The RAFA works to help ex-RAF personnel and their families with access to support and, if needed, provides assistance. If you can help, contact Jack Broughton on 01263 479 507 or at jackbroughton448@gmail.com.
It's a boy, Your Majesty. Another good news story from Norfolk horse care charity Red Wings, where bay mare Majesty, badly injured in a road traffic accident, is being cared for. Majesty, named in honour of the Queen's Jubilee year, has successfully given birth to a not-so-little boy who has been named Monarch. Nicola Berryman, Red Wings welfare veterinary surgeon who is caring for the pair, said, "We don't know who the father is, but it's clear he was a big horse, as Monarch is huge. Majesty and baby Monarch had a tricky start when he came into the world. They had some initial problems with him feeding, but Foal and Mum are in good health and are now doing well." Joe Franklin, Red Wing's senior field officer, said, "The awful injuries Majesty sustained mean that, understandably, she's quite head-shy when having a head collar put on and will need ongoing support from our specialist behaviour team. We're so glad we were able to offer her a home in sanctuary here at Red Wings and, of course, her new foal Monarch. If you'd like to make a donation to help the new mum and all the other horses in Red Wings care, call 01508 505 246 or visit redwings.org.uk/donate.